Hello and welcome along to another edition of Business Matters here on Highland Radio with me, Chris Ashmore. In this week's programme, the focus of attention is the Irish language, and in particular, how businesses in Letterkenny could reap the rewards by promoting it and using it to a greater extent. Recently, Líonra Letterkeanum and Letterkenny Chamber came together to host a Give It A Go Osgueliga business breakfast event at Kernan's Bistro and Coffee House in the town. And what a successful event it was, as those in attendance heard about how Galway was given bilingual status in 2016. Now, Letterkenny is designated as a Gaeltacht service town, and there's no doubt that the use of more Irish can pay real dividends. Coming up, we'll hear from three of the speakers from the event. Barbara E. Cahill of Líonra Letterkeanum, which was established to promote the Irish language in Letterkenny and further afield. Breed Ní Conogli of Galov na Gaeliga, and Polish woman Joanna Czeska, who has, despite having no Irish background, has developed an Irish-themed sock business which actively uses Irish. Well, first up, a few days after the event, I paid a visit to the offices of Líonra Letterkeanum to find out a bit more. Well, delighted to say Barbara E. Cahill joins me on the programme this week, and we're speaking here in her office in Líonra Letterkeanum. And just maybe your title, let me just introduce yourself. And your Irish is obviously better than mine, and so we'll get the official pronunciation of your title first.
So I am the Coordinator Planála Teanga, which means I'm the coordinator of a strategic Irish language plan for this area.
Well, recently, Líonra Letterkeanum was involved in the hosting of a business breakfast, very much geared towards explaining what's out there in terms of using Irish as a tool in business and the advantages of doing so. Letterkenny Chamber was involved. It was held here in the town. It was a big success. So let's just firstly reflect on that. What was the thinking behind holding it?
Well, we work very well with the Chamber of Commerce, and we have a memorandum of understanding signed with them. So there's a lot of good cooperation and networking there. And we have run seminars in the past, knowing that that breakfast time slot is a good time to get businesses in. So this year we wanted to do something really about promoting Letterkenny as a bilingual town, that this is something that we can do. And so I invited up Breed Ní Conogli, who is the CEO of Galov na Gaeilge, and at her recommendation, Joanna Czeska, who is the founder of Irish Sock Society, who is a fabulous young Polish woman who has started a business here and has Irish throughout the business.
Now, people who attended were certainly struck by, there was examples given of what's happened in Galway, and there is no reason why here in Letterkenny we can't become a thriving Gaeltacht service town, and learning from what they've done down there. Perhaps you can just outline just what was said on the morning.
Well, Breach has been working for many years now with Galov na Gaeilge, and she is able to quantify the sort of financial benefit that the Irish language has been to the city of Galway. And the reality is that it is in the millions. And her angle is very much about showing respect to the language and being surrounded by Gaeltacht areas, and the fact that people from the Gaeltacht come into the city to do their business, to do their shopping, to socialise. And so we've very much picked up on that as well. Very conscious there are people from the Gaeltacht living in the town. There are people from the Gaeltacht who come into the town. And as well, we have the Gaelscoil and College to Ali. We have homegrown Gaeligors as well. And a lot of people, whether they're only beginning their language learning journey or they're fluent speakers, who have a huge grasp for the Irish language. And we want to make it possible for them to use that language as much as they can in the businesses around the town.
Now, it was said at the business briefing that essentially, why not? There's no downside to this. It's a no-brainer. If you bring in the use of the Irish language and promote it in your business, it's a win-win situation.
Absolutely. The research is very, very clear on that. And last year for the breakfast seminar, we had Finbar Bradley with us. And he is an absolute expert on this. And he talks very much about the fact that there is a very clear bounce for the Irish language, that research has shown that whenever people see Irish on branding and packaging, they have almost like a gut level reaction of presuming that this is a quality product, this has good provenance, and this is trustworthy. And the research that was done a couple of years ago by the Amara Research Agency showed that people were actually prepared to pay slightly more for a product that had Irish on it because they trusted the provenance of it. And it didn't matter whether these were people who were fluent speakers or learners or really had very little at all. There was a very strong, positive, almost gut-level connection of positivity towards the Irish language. And we've seen that around the town. You know, people that have businesses that have taken on the Irish language can absolutely confirm that it has brought nothing but positivity to them.
And by way of a practical example, if somebody comes into the town and they're from a Gaeltacht area and they're used to speaking Irish a lot and they're walking down Letterkenny Main Street and they're going for a cuppa or something, they're going to be drawn more to a place that is promoting the Irish language.
Absolutely. We have down there in Bumachacuan, the Quiet Moment, whenever they put up their signage, and we put stuff up on social media, and it went wild. People were delighted. And Bumacha, not a nomad Cuan, but in Bumachacuan, a real Ulster Donegal word. And Sharon, who has done a business Irish course with us, now she wouldn't claim to be fluent, but she will speak, anybody who wants to come in there and speak some Irish to her, she will do her very best. Pat down here in the kitchen, or as it now is, and Hishtin, it has both names up on it, and it has a beautiful phrase on it, Balgam Teagas Graham Lahiha, a wee cup of tea and a bite to eat. And again, you know, the buses that go to the Gaeltacht areas stop there outside his cafe. So for him, it was a no-brainer. And again, the reaction is so positive. And his van is driving around the town. And again, the same signage on the back of it. Seamus, the fishman down there at Dunn's, has got a fabulous van called An Portan Oar, because that's what his boat is called. You know, the Golden Crab. And it's just, it produces some, it's the most beautiful positive energy in people when they can go into somewhere and even if they're not fluent, if they can have a basic conversation in Irish or if they are an Irish speaker, that they encounter people who will do their very best to speak Irish to them. You know, it's the same there with Kieran and Tyler Eveweel. He has people coming in on a daily basis who speak Irish. And that's down to his signage and our Gra Don Gaelic and Shaw sign in the window, that people really are being urged to use whatever they have.
And interestingly, it was raised also that, again, a practical example, you know, why not have a menu in Irish as well as in English?
That's it, exactly. And it's something that we have been able to facilitate for a couple of the places around the town, that they do have this up. And I mean, you know, when we look at what we're trying to do as a Baile Sáirbhísí Gaeltachta or a Gaeltacht service town, what is really the aim? And I came across a great phrase recently, and it's linguistic seed bombing. So in the same way that you might see a field that is just grass, nothing but grass, and it's a bit boring. And if you cast wildflower seed bombs around it, you will not only make it more beautiful, but you'll make it more sustainable, better for the environment, you know, better for the insects and the bees and all the rest of it. And in a sense, what we are trying to do with the Irish language, it's not that we think we're going to turn Letterkenny into a Gaeltacht, but we are trying to change the landscape. And so if we can scatter Irish throughout this town and give people opportunities throughout this town to speak Irish, then we are changing the landscape in a very positive and energising way. And it can only be good for Letterkenny. You know, if people come to think of Letterkenny as a place where they know they'll hear Irish, where they know they will see Irish on signage, where they'll have the opportunity to go in and speak Irish, then it's a win-win-win all the way for local people, for visitors, for tourists, for businesses, for communities, for kids who are doing Irish at school and they see it as a living language around them, there isn't a downside.
So we've mentioned, obviously, the Gaelic Oras are going to be in town. They'll want to use the Irish language in local businesses. But a number of other, I suppose you could break it down into sectors. Tourists, they may not have any Irish at all themselves, but there's an appeal about it. There's sort of a novelty about if they can come in and see the language being a living language.
Absolutely. And for many tourists, they come here and their expectation is that they'll hear Irish. And then they're a bit taken aback if all they hear is English, because and we have had people say to us, you know, we're in Ireland, where's the Irish? So one of the things that we've done this year is to produce these little phrase cards that are the size of a credit card. And they're in a lot of the shops and cafes around the town. And it's just those basic phrases. And they're in a little stand at the checkout. You can take one with you. You can have a go with a few phrases. There's a QR code on the back. If you don't know how to say them, you can listen to them, scan the QR code. And that is something that's gone down so well, both with local people and visitors and tourists. And we've done the same with beer mats. And again, people are having great crack in the pub or in the hotels that have taken them, just having a go with a bit of Irish. So again, it's really positive. And for the tourist experience in Letterkenny, it adds something that is really of value.
Yeah, it makes us stand out from other towns that could be competing for that business as well. What about then younger people? There's a thirst for using the Irish language.
There is definitely the kneecap factor. Now, the lads in kneecap would be very quick to say that they stand on the shoulders of giants, and it's the people who went before them in West Belfast. But there is absolutely no doubt that that they have had a massive influence. And not just them, but other things that have happened as well, and different, you know, whether it's in film or in music or whatever, and that there is a different attitude now. And so what we really want to do is we want young people to take ownership of the language as something that is of benefit to themselves. We want them to realise how many doors it opens in terms of employment. You know, we've had employers say to us, we looked at CVs and what stood out to us was this person had the Irish language, so they'd be able to engage with our customers in a different way. So, I mean, again, it's a no-brainer. And I'm not saying that it's not challenging. It still is a challenge at times to get people to realise the richness of what they have. But it is something that's certainly changing, and that, you know, groups like Kneecap and ones like them have had a major influence on. And we would hope to continue to build on that.
And it's a case of just, I suppose, chipping away. If you look at Galway 20, 30, 40 years ago and look at it now, and you walk through the streets of Galway and you'll see the Irish, the signage in particular is pretty prominent. You know, here, if we do it just incrementally over a period of time, we can certainly do what they've done.
Galway have been at that for 30 years. We've been at this plan for 5. So, you know, I have no doubt that we can achieve amazing things in Letterkenny. It's already, I think this year, the 5th year of this strategic plan, we have really seen things starting to bear fruit. And we see the increase in signage. We have people now coming knocking on our door saying, we want to do this, that and the other. You know, we've good things happening with the ATU. We've more than 20 people from the HSE doing Irish classes with us. They're very keen to bring more Irish into the hospital. You know, the credit union have transformed outside and inside that building with Irish signage. You have restaurants, you know, like Number 9, Carnoug and Warragie and Shaw, Market Square, that are putting Irish front and centre. It is fabulous, and there's definitely a momentum to it. And we just need to keep feeding that particular fire of great positive energy for the Irish language.
And just on signage, there are grants and supports available.
There are. There's a thing called the Scheme Tacheach de Grow, or the Forest Gaeilge Business Support Scheme. Now, it has just closed for this year, but it'll be opening again, we hope, depending on sorting out funding issues. It should be starting again early next year. So what we would say to people is, talk to us now. Get your ducks in a row. We have got a wee questionnaire that we've been sending out to people who are at the business seminar and can send it on to anybody. Tell us what you would like to do so that we can form our business plan for next year, our work plan, around what you need. And then whether it's that they want to develop a language plan for their business, they want to look at signage, they want to look at their branding and things like that. They want to do one of our Irish for Business courses. They want the phrase cards, a workshop within the workplace to familiarise people with basic Irish phrases. Whatever we can do, then we will do. But it takes time. So if you're thinking of it, get in touch now and we can start to work on that.
And important to stress that maybe people have a reluctance because they don't have much knowledge of the language themselves, but you can provide them with that assistance and translating things properly and making sure that what they put up there is correct.
Absolutely. No, we will check and double check everything that's going to go up, and that's really important. And what we're saying to people is use every word that you've got. You know, don't say thank you, say gurumayagat, say slanliat to people whenever you're walking away. Use everything, because what we're saying to people is if you use a little bit of Irish every day, your confidence grows because you get used to the sound of your own voice speaking the language. And so you begin to lose some of those inhibitions. That's the greatest block for people. It's the lack of confidence. But we would love to get to the next census and have people around this town saying, OK, I'm not saying I'm fluent, but I speak Irish every day. And that I'm going to tick that box and tell, you know, put down on this census that I speak Irish every day. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to introduce that habit of Gjotabug Gaelic Ahan Alatla, a wee bit of Irish every day.
And we have also in the town at national and post-primary level Irish schools as well. And the numbers are only going one way.
The demand on Irish medium education is very high, and it's brilliant to see that, because it definitely, even cognitively, it helps kids to be learning in two languages. It gives them a flexibility of thought, and it's also shown to help them with learning other languages. But as I said, there are employment opportunities arising out of that. You know, I was talking to somebody recently who's working in media, and she was saying if she'd only been looking to work in English language media, it would have been a much tougher route. But because she also had Irish, it opened so many doors to her. And so what we really want people to do is to see the possibilities, because there are so many.
Now, Leanra Letterkennan, tell us a little bit about it, how it's funded, when it was set up, and I suppose what exactly your remit is.
Okay, so we began in 2016 as a voluntary committee, and this was arising out of the government's strategy for Irish to 2030. And it was in conjunction with the county council, and they were looking to see who could they get, who could form a group to actually become an organisation to develop and research and write a language plan for the area. And so a number of us came together out of that, and Leanra Letterkennan was formed. I'd have to say that Caitlín Ní Chonaill, who at that stage was working with the council, was hugely instrumental in that, and also actually instrumental. She had the name already before we were formed. Leanra meaning network, and that's very much what we're about. So we did the research with the public, with businesses, with young people, you know, that was needed for a language plan, and brought in somebody to write the actual plan. And that was accepted by the Department of the Gaeltacht, or Department of about 16 other things and the Gaeltacht. And so we are funded, the department funds Fórsa na Gaeilge and Fórsa na Gaeilge funds us. So initially, it's a 7-year strategic plan. And as I say, we're now in the 5th year of that. So I do a lot of work with businesses, but I'm also involved in organising the festivals that we have, in coordinating the classes. I mean, we have more than 100 people doing Irish classes with us at the moment. And we have people coming into us at least once or twice a week looking for Irish classes. So the demand has just increased exponentially. We run a Circle Core, or a conversation circle, here in the office, and we're very happy to look at the possibility of doing that in some of the larger businesses as well, if it would be a way for people to get more confident. And then Aisling, my colleague. She is looking after the family activities. So we run something for families once a month. She does a lot of work with young people as well. We have good connections to the Gaelscoil and College to Ali. And she looks after classes for primary and secondary school students as well. Now, they're not in a very big scale because obviously we are limited. Aisling is funded through a second set of funding from Forest na Gaeilge. But in many ways, our funding doesn't come anywhere close to meeting what we need to do. So we are constantly having to search under stones, or so it feels, under rocks, to try to find the funding to do what we exist to do, you know. So it's very much, it's a community development role. Fundamentally, that's what it's about. And it's about enabling people to change their linguistic behaviour, their language behaviour. And as I say, you know, just to start using Irish on a daily basis, it is about the language as a living language of everyday life.
So fast forward 5 or 10 years, Letterkenny, Gaeltacht service town, what would you like to see and what's your vision of that future?
I would love to see a lot more signage all around the town. I'd like to see the businesses in the town all using Irish on their websites. I'd love there to be a cafe that is all staffed by Irish speakers. Wherever in the world they come from, because we have people from all over the world doing Irish classes with us. You know, I'd like to think that there would be an Irish language childcare facility so that people who want to raise their kids with Irish could avail of childcare that promotes that as well and that surrounds the child with the Irish language. And so I think things like that are very, very important. I'd also love to see in the future that we would have an enterprise centre that is really rooted in the idea of, you know, developing business ideas rooted in the language and the heritage and the culture. Because I think there's so much there that could be done. And it would be great to have some sort of an incubation centre for groups. A bit like CoLab, but just Ask Gaeilge.
So in some sense, I suppose it's a case of, you know, if the momentum starts gathering and people start saying, well, his sign has changed to Irish. And I went into a shop and I heard people speaking there and they had the little card in the desk. When people are beginning to sort of look at it and actually see it, suddenly the ball can start rolling quicker.
We're already getting that sense of, I want a bit of what he's got.
Yeah.
And so, as I say, people are coming to us saying, I saw this, or I'm going to be doing that. And, you know, sometimes somebody would contact you and say, I hear there's money for signage. And you think, is it just about the money that, you know, is this why? And then once you get talking to them, they start, I know, like, we have a fella here who has some Irish and I'd like to be able to use more myself. And so you really, once you dig down, you realise there's huge goodwill and people really do want to promote it and they see it. I suppose research we did recently, asking people what they had done and what they would like to do in terms of business and what the impact was on themselves. And one of the things that people were saying is that already they were speaking more Irish in their own everyday lives. So not just associated with the business. This is not just about the financial benefits of using Irish. It's something that they've really taken to heart themselves and that they feel enriched by. And the fact that they can use it in their business is wonderful, but they want it in their own lives as well. And to me, that means there's a depth and an authenticity to it. And that is what will spread.
And like so many other things, it's a habit. You know, if you get into the habit of using it, it becomes an everyday thing.
That's it, exactly. Mm. And that's why we're saying to people, use whatever you've got. Mm. And don't worry about whether it's right or it's a bit wonky. That's not the issue. Use every word of Irish that you possibly can.
Hello.
Well, we just had a brief interruption there because somebody came to the door and you didn't know who it was. They were coming to make an inquiry about providing a service here for you. And You didn't know whether he could speak Irish or not, but when he came in, he greeted you in Irish, and next thing, the two of you were in full flow.
Yeah, and it's lovely. It absolutely delights my heart when something like that happens. You know, he's a young lad. He was kind of cold calling to see if we needed the service that his company provides. And he said in Irish, "I have Irish, but it's a bit rusty." But like, he had really good Irish. He was really pretty fluent. But it's this kind of, it's this reluctance that we still have, this feeling of maybe it's not good enough. And that's something we really need to shake. You know, and again, the kneecap lads would tell you, there's a lot about the influence of colonialism on that, about that feeling that we struggle. We struggle with the speaking of Irish. Instead of having a great depth of pride in it, there's that reluctance that maybe we'll get it wrong and maybe we shouldn't. And, you know, and he continued on and he had a full conversation with me in Irish. And the result of that is I am definitely going to be giving him a ring and he can come back and we'll sit down and figure out how we can use the services that they're offering. And that is, it's that USP thing. You know, the fact that he has Irish automatically makes me want to give his company business because it's just that positive connection. And so that's what we're chatting about.
And he was obviously encouraged by the fact that you didn't revert to English and kept going. And then he got a little bit of confidence and he spoke more. So, it, you know, you could really see how it was all just evolving.
That's it. Absolutely. Yeah. And you could see when he was going out that he was buzzing for the fact that he did all of that through Irish. Yeah. And that's what I mean about that very positive energy that people are just ignites something in them, you know. And I suppose that's the best side of this job, because you see that in people, that joy when they connect with something that's actually rooted deep, deep within them. This is not just about a business plan or, you know, well, it's nice, snazzy marketing. This is about something that goes a lot deeper.
Now, tell me, in Letterkenny and the surrounding area, we've quite a lot of foreign direct investment. We've quite a few American firms. What about the multinationals or maybe firms here that have people, maybe none of them have an Irish background? Are they receptive to trying things?
It's always slower getting into the big companies. But we have had one of the big companies in touch with us, somebody who worked there who wanted to set up a Circle Cora, so a conversation circle within the company. And we gave them all the resources that we could to be able to get that up and running. But these things do take time. Because we have such a good connection with the Chamber of Commerce, we have good connections with a lot of the small and medium-sized businesses. It is definitely harder to get into the in the door with the bigger ones, but we are very, very open to having those conversations, you know.
In terms of funding, from what you've also said, and given the positivity towards the language, would that give you confidence that from a governmental point of view and a national policy point of view, that there is going to be greater funding in the future?
I would love to say yes to that. I mean, I think Dara Cleary came out of the budget with more money for this sector, but it's still only a fraction of what is needed. And I think the government have a long way to go to show that they are actually serious about this and that it is more than just ticking the box. There will always be work to do to promote the Irish language, because whether we like it or not, English is the dominant language. And so we will always have that status of a minority language. And so they need to start taking that seriously. They need to start providing long-term funding. They need to start giving people permanent contracts instead of, well, you have 3 years of funding, see how you get on. They need to be more strategic and realistic and stop expecting us to do miracles with pennies, because that is the current state of things that we're, and not just here. You know, I've just been at the Oireachtas in Belfast meeting with Oifigí Plean Le Teanga or people in a role like my own or like Aisling's from all around the country. And we're all struggling.
And if we look at Líonra here in Letterkenny, given that the Gaeltacht areas are largely rural and there can be depopulation and people emigrating, it's particularly important that big towns like Letterkenny are, you know, they're as much about the future of the language as the smaller outlying areas.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I mean, you could say that the Gaeltacht areas are the lungs and heart of the language, but we're definitely the limbs of the language. And we're needed to keep it up and running as well. And so I think it's really important that there is that cooperation across, you know, just across the country without dividing it constantly into what is Gaeltacht and what is not. We have a lot of people from the Gaeltacht living in Letterkenny. We have very good connections and we work well with the Ifigi Planala Changa around this country. And I think that, as you say, places like Letterkenny, where there are services, you know, like at the moment we have a project where we're working with the hospital and, as I say, more than 20 people doing classes with us, and their sports and social group provided them with a discount that the sports and social covered for us. And it's about getting more Irish into the hospital, because we are very conscious that if you have somebody who comes in from the Gaeltacht, particularly an older person with some element of cognitive decline, if they come in from the Gaeltacht and somebody is able to speak to them, a nurse or a physio or whatever in the hospital can speak to them in Irish, the impact of that is massive. And I know that from personal experience. The impact is massive. And we have an obligation as a Baile Sérvise Gaeltachta to look at things like that. We can't change the hospital, but we can offer things and be able to say, well, if you come and improve your Irish with us, build your confidence, then go back in. And when you hear, when you see the name is written in Irish or you hear the Gaeltacht accent, whatever Irish you've got, use it and you will make somebody's day. And it's things like that where we can really make a contribution.
So in conclusion, if people listening to this want to find out more, tell us a little bit about your website or how they can contact you. What's the best way to go about it?
So we have a website, leanralc.ie, that people can have a look at, and they can also fill in a form there to be on our newsletter list. You can also contact us at olas@leanralc.ie, which is olas@leanralc.ie. My number is 086-075-1663. You can also contact Aisling on Forbairch, forbairt@leanralc.ie. We're here at number 7 Castle Street. We're not always here because we can be out running around businesses and schools and stuff. But, you know, come ring the bell, come in and have a chat with us. We have people constantly calling in, and that's why we're here. We're here to be available to the public. So if you're interested, if you want to know more, give us a shout.
And that was Barbara Ikehel of Leanra Letterkenan. Next up, I've been speaking with Breed Nikon Oli of Gaeilge na Gaeilge, who is firmly of the opinion that Letterkenny can learn from the Galway experience.
Yes, so Gaeilge na Gaeilge, well, we were around since 1987. Now, I joined Gaeilge na Gaeilge in 94. But the first, I suppose, talk about gaining bilingual status for Galway was in our first strategy for 2006-2008. And at that time, I mean, Gaeilge na Gaeilge were on the road for quite a bit, like since 1987, promoting the language, encouraging businesses to use it in their signage, stationery and marketing. We already had a study that was carried out in 1987 on the value of the Irish language to Galway. And that was a great help to Gaeilge na Gaeilge when we were going into businesses, you know, telling them, you know, this is the value of the language, the economic value of the language. And of course, after that, you know, this is the social and the cultural value. So the board at that time said one of the main objectives in our strategy for 2006 and 2008 was to gain bilingual status for Galway, so that people coming into the city would see that there is a policy here. It's there's an official status, and it would sort of remind them of the Irish language.
Anybody visiting Galway, it is very much a living language between the signage. You can go into various premises, you'll hear people speaking the language. So you've been in Letterkenny, you've addressed the meeting that was held recently here in the town that was attended by business people from various backgrounds, and certainly you know, on the surface of things, Letterkenny can learn a lot from Galway, and there's no reason why it couldn't become bilingual at some stage in the future.
Absolutely not. We got an invitation from Barbara and Leonora Letterkenny, who is doing Trojan work. We met with the Letterkenny Chamber of Commerce there, Tony Forrester and Claire Moore. And like, I have been in Letterkenny, you know, previous to that, and I could see the, you know, impact and the, you know, the changes. I saw more Irish in use. And I remember saying at the breakfast meeting, like, when I see Irish in use, and a lot of Irish speakers are like this as well, if you see Irish in use in the business, you'll go in and you'll, you know, you will spend some money in that place because it attracts you. We went to Umbumacha Cune, which I love that name, Umbumacha Cune, and we had a beautiful sandwich there and a cup of coffee. And I was actually talking to some of the staff there as well about, you know, the language, and they were all very positive about it. So there is definitely a buzz in Letterkenny, and I love going back to places where I can see improvements and I can see them engaging with the language. So, you know, Barbara's doing great work, and but even though Barbara is doing Trojan work, it's important that there is a buy-in. And I saw that, you know, there is a buy-in, and there's no reason why Letterkenny, Leonora Letterkenny, can't go down the same road as Gaelic of Lagaiga did or Gaelic of Galway has done.
Now, as Barbara has said, you know, this isn't going to happen overnight. It's a little bit of a slow burner. It's going to take time. But once the momentum starts gathering and people will begin to see it themselves, be it through signage or going into shops or picking up little phrase cards or even looking at beer mats, it's a combination of things.
It is. And the one thing I'm always saying to Barbara or anybody else that comes to us looking for advice, the one thing you have to do is to have patience, you know. That's one lesson you have to learn, to have patience. Because we say, even here in Galway, you know, we'd be saying to people, oh, you know, introduce the language, you know, use it in your signage. They're not going to do it just because you tell them to do it. I mean, you know, there's times when they would actually be changing their signage. So then there's an opportune time to do it. Timing is everything as well. It's important. And I suppose making people comfortable with the language. And, you know, some people here in Galway sometimes used to say to us, oh, if I put up a sign in Irish, does that mean I have to be able to speak Irish? And we'd be going, no, you don't. What you're doing is acknowledging the expenditure and the Irish speaker, and the tourist loves it. So it gives a sense of place. They know they're somewhere different. They're in Ireland. And then there's another project where if you want to flag that you have an Irish speaker on your premises that can provide a service in Irish, there is a badge that they can wear to let the customer know that they can provide a service at Skaiga. So, you know, signage, like when people go into a town, they look around, you know, they're looking at, you know, they're influenced by that signage. So that is very important. The more you see of it, the more you think, oh God, yeah, this is different. You know, this is unique. This is Ireland. And again, you know, there's another thing. When you go on holidays to France or to Greece or to Germany, you don't want a replica of what you have at home. You want the authentic experience. And you do that by using the language of that place.
Breedney Connolly of Gaelibh Le Gaeilge. Finally, I also caught up with Joanna Cheska, who comes from Poland and who has built up an Irish-themed sock business which actively uses Irish. She's won a number of awards and is a great example of how someone has embraced the Irish language and really put it to use. I began by asking her to tell me a little bit about her background and how it all started.
Well, it started with my deep, pure and genuine passion for Ireland. And I suppose when I first saw Gaelgers, you know, people, native speakers, like going from English to Irish, it was that kind of spark that I've noticed that makes them act differently, that they're rooting themselves in this land and that there is a magic happening when they speak Irish. So this is how I kind of fell in love with it and started like questioning, you know, how is it evolving, what's going on with the language, and then obviously it was only natural to introduce it into my own business. I do believe you can connect with the culture of the land through the language on that kind of deep level, so I really do my best for the language to thrive and to, and I do my best to create this kind of contemporary environment for it to grow and develop in a fun and, again, contemporary way, I suppose.
And you came over to Ireland initially not with the intention of settling and setting up a business here?
Not at all. No, I always call myself as a, like, accidental immigrant, because I came here for my friend's wedding and I was meant to be back home within a week. I had a return ticket in my pocket and I'm still here 18 years later. So, but I did really fall in love with the country and most of all with the people, you know, and there is a very... There's the 100,000 welcomes, Cadmila Fáilte, is very visible and I absolutely love it in Galway City. And it just stays another week. And 18 years later, I'm still here enjoying the how ya on the street and how is it going.
Now, tell us a little bit about your business, Socks, and you are very much between your website and the labelling that the Irish language is there for all to see.
Exactly. So we're called Irish Society and we specialise in socks that are bilingual. So we incorporate the Irish language wherever we can. It's on the products and packaging on our website. We provide services as Gaeilge. We use Irish in promotional and advertising in our social media. It's a couple of focal. We don't tend, we don't have, I suppose, also the skills to that extent to educate anyone about that. But again, it's just to create that space for the language to grow and thrive in a fun environment and without any pressure or guilt or shame, you know, like whatever, whoever experiences, we just want to twist it into pride and joy.
And it has certainly helped your business. You've won a number of competitions, including a Google-led competition for small and medium businesses. And that was, well, basically you impressed the judges with your designs based on Irish sayings. And again, this is a good example of how it's helped your business.
Oh, 100%. It is our, you know, if you want to use the business language, the unique selling point that we embrace and use Irish language and we root ourselves very, very deeply in Ireland. But it is a very genuine approach because it does really come from our grow for Ireland. So it's not like, obviously it is within the strategy of the business, but it also comes from this genuine drive to share what we gotten here in the first place.
And that is why, I suppose, one of the reasons why you were in Letterkenny, you made a presentation, because you are the proof there that somebody can, without any background with the language, you can adapt, you can, there is assistance, there's supports out there, people will help translate, and you are the living proof of it.
Oh, 100%. There's so many supports out there, and there are so many people who are curious and excited about the language, and there's no need to be afraid of it. And truly, again, it is the language of this land, so it really deserves to be recognized and used and embraced as much as possible. So if we can do it in every little small way, it's worth doing it.
And finally, Joanna, you have products that have a Donegal theme to them as well. If people want to look up online, what's the website address?
It's irishsociety.ie, and you can see the variety of different stock, and we have the Donegal socks in there as well.
Great. Many thanks for joining us, Joanna, and we'll be looking out for more of the socks.
Thank you so much for having me.
Slán.
Slán of all.
Joanna Cheska. By the way, just in relation to the spelling of her website, Irish Sock Society, it's Irish Sock Society, that's SCIETY.ie. So Irish Sock SCIETY.ie. Well, I hope you found that all as interesting as I certainly did. I'll watch developments regarding the Irish language in businesses in Letterkenny with interest in the months and years ahead. Good day and shakshin shahogan is Misha Chris Ashmore, Slán.